Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Governor Gavin Newsom called for a penalty on oil company profits almost half a year ago and finally signed a bill yesterday that could do that. When we say could, that leaves open a wide space for may not do that. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So this was not a knockout. Did the governor win on points?
Yeah, I would, you know, if we wanted to move it over to the football field, I'd say that he scored a victory, but it wasn't the touchdown he'd been hoping for. It was a field goal that was done in the last minute as he marched down the field with the clock running down and had to do a lot of changes and amendments in order to get it passed. You remember, like, when we were paying, it's over $6 a gallon in October. He was saying the gas companies were ripping us off. They were fleecing us. They were taking advantage of us. And that he wanted to have a penalty tax put on their profits, a windfall profit tax. That's when we were paying $2.60 more a gallon than the rest of the country. But what happened was, the back and forth was that, you know, even to try to figure out what that profit would be, what the penalty would be, what the tax would be, would it turn around and lead to even higher costs at the pump? Those were all concerns of lawmakers, including his fellow Democrats. So he had to shave back on it. And like you said, now he's got a technical where he's basically said, okay, this is what we're passing in the last minutes. We're going to hand it over to the California Energy Commission to set up a division that'll have the power to get information out of the oil companies to see just how much profits they're making and whether they're qualified or not. And if they're seen to be excessive, we'll set a limit on that and then possibly take it from there and assess some fees. But as you said, it went from, yes, we're going to do this, to a whole lot of maybes if it works out this way.
So it sounds like there are loopholes in here.
Well, there's loopholes or guardrails, which depends on how you want to look at it. First of all, this is a victory for all of us consumers in a way that for once we're going to probably get a look at just exactly what are causing California gas prices at the pump to be higher than the rest of the nation. Is it gouging by oil companies, as the governor has said, or is it state regulations and state taxes and fees, as what the oil company says? This would at least allow for the data to get out there. The oil industry isn't happy about that, saying you don't do it to other businesses when prices go up. But, you know, other businesses don't have the emotional or the political tug that people feel at the pump. For some reason, that really causes a visceral reaction. So we get that, Eric. We get the idea that we're going to finally find out if, in fact, they are charging more here than elsewhere. What they do after that remains to be seen. But even like one thing I can kind of figure is I don't think you and I or any of the other drivers are going to get the rebates ever that we were talked about earlier when the governor said he was going to do that. Remember, it went from gas rebates to stimulus checks instead because they didn't want to just reward people for driving. And then on this one, we'll find out why we're getting paying so much, but whether or not that's going to lead to us paying less remains to be seen. That's another game to be played.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.